Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio. And we have been talking with Dana Lopez, who is the Director of Marketing and Communications at the Inn. And really, it's a terrific place. We've been learning a lot about the services and programs and volunteers. They're always in need of volunteers, and they really provide great services and do it with a lot of humanity. So we were talking a little bit over the break. You have also long-term housing opportunities, which is different from your emergency shelter. So how would what's the most common, I guess, issue that somebody has with a long-term housing? Why would they come to you to find housing?
Well, in some instances, it really is an individual or a family that doesn't have permanent housing. They might be in another shelter, maybe a temporary shelter. But the issues that we come across is that since it is so difficult to live on Long Island on restricted income or a low income, we have a lot of people that are just not able to find the right housing. They may have jobs. They may have,
but minimum wage jobs.
Exactly. And one minimum wage income does not cover housing on Long Island.
So
it's really difficult. So what we do with our long-term housing program currently is we provide affordable housing options for individuals or families. And while they are living in our affordable housing units, it might be an apartment, it might be a house, we provide social services for them so they can eventually become self-sufficient and move on to whatever the next step is in a permanent spot.
Do you provide furniture?
We provide whatever we possibly can. So we not only the basic things, we have to, when we're putting them into a unit, we definitely have to provide the furniture that they need and everything that they need inside the home. But also we might have guests that are trying to gain employment, or they're trying to go back to school and get a degree, or they're trying to learn basic money management so that when they leave our program, they'll be able to stand on their own feet and they'll be able to be self-sufficient. So that's the goal with that program.
So is the Center of Transformative Change, we were talking a little bit about that too during the break. Tell us a little bit about that, because this is one of your newer, I want to say models, but one of your newer services.
Right. So the Center for Transformative Change is a new program we started in 2016. Next door to the soup kitchen, literally directly next door, steps away, was a building that was available, and we had a very generous donor allow us to use the building and eventually give us the building to use however we saw fit. So what we decided was to create a space where our guests could get further extended services. We wouldn't necessarily provide the services, but there's so many organizations and agencies in the area that provide a variety of social services.
Most people don't know about them.
Not only
or
do
don't
they
know
right,
and how to access them.
Exactly. And once they do access them, they might come up against certain obstacles that they really don't have a lot of control over. And because of that, they might get frustrated or discouraged, and they'll stop, and they wouldn't be able to get what they needed, and they end up going through this cycle of poverty. So at that, at the CTC, it's such a long name, so we say CTC, Center for Transformative Change, we have trained volunteers that are very familiar with the agencies in the area that are providing the services, and not only give referrals to the guests that come in, but also help them along the process so that they don't, if they do come up against an obstacle, they have someone in their corner to help them push through it.
That's very important.
It's extremely important. And we're coming up on the third year at CTC, and we've been able to literally take people off the street that were living, just on the street for years, sometimes decades in a couple of instances.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable.
And it's heartbreaking.
It is
really,
incredibly
truly
heartbreaking. But it's a wonderful thing that we've been able to just really do one-on-one work with the guests that come in and figure out what their needs are and how we can help them and push through those obstacles.
What's the trend been like? I mean, I'm curious, people don't even, like you were saying in the beginning, no one really thinks of Long Island as having people that are homeless and living on the street for decades. I mean, it's just not something we conceptualize, even as, someone who grew up on Long Island. It's just something, and it's something you know, that it is happening.
Yeah. There are varying levels on Long Island because there could be families or individuals that are food insecure, so they may not know exactly how they're going to get their next meal, which is why we provide something like the soup kitchen. And then the extreme case would be someone that's living on the street and doesn't have any resources to be housed or fed or anything. So, and everything in between. There's a lot of people who I mentioned a lot of our guests have jobs and our minimum wage salary just isn't cutting it.
Right.
So there might be the working poor that's not able to provide for themselves in that sense, and they have to make these really tough decisions. So, and you know, it's so interesting because with all of the, not disbelief, but with the idea of, how could this be happening in Long Island, to have an organization like The Inn that has been in existence since the early 80s,
right,
and has grown based on the need,
mm-hmm.
That's really the most fascinating thing to me, is with all of the ideas, even now, to say, how could that possibly be here on Long Island? But then to have something, we've been around for that long,
right,
providing these services, and we've just been, we keep chugging along. And
let me ask you another question.
Yes.
What is the phone number of the inn?
The main office number is 516-486-8506, and that's our main office where we
are. Could you repeat that?
Sure. 516-486-8506. And that's where you can get a lot of information. I really strongly recommend, if you have access to a computer or your smartphone, to visit our website. There's a ton of information on there as well. And I'll say that one. That one's a little tough because there's a hyphen in it. But it's www.the-inn.org. The-inn.org.
Okay.
So, and we've got lots of information.
And if you leave out the hyphen, you can't get it.
Most of the time, yeah. I would definitely try to keep that hyphen in there if you could.
So one of the things we were talking about, I just wanted to get an idea. Do you feel the homelessness, is it increasing? I mean, because you guys have been in existence now 35 years.
Right.
What's been happening over the years? I mean, you're still here. You know, you're filling up
mm-hmm.
the soup kitchens. You know, you're expanding programs and services. So it would seem that, you know, the need is growing.
It's sometimes difficult to say, I think. We actually originally, when the soup kitchen was started in 1983, it was just the soup kitchen. And it took about a year before they realized that it wasn't just about the food. And that's when we started mm-hmm. opening up shelters. As far as the trends or how it's working, it's hard to say because there are some people that are not necessarily coming to us that do need our services, but for whatever reason, whether it's pride or they don't know
right.
what will happen to them, or you know, fear of the unknown, they may not even be coming to us. So
it may be the stigma.
Yeah.
It may be the
absolutely.
Stigma.
Absolutely, it's yeah. not easy to come into a soup
no.
kitchen or even just simply to ask somebody for help.
And
so.
I think many of the homeless are mentally ill.
That there are a number of people that have mental illness, and that's interesting that you bring that up too. I need to take you on the road with me because I you're reminding me of so many things that I need to talk about.
Thank you.
Part of the services at CTC just recently have increased to providing mental health services. So we've just been a part. We've received a really generous grant from
mm-hmm.
the state. An Empire State grant that allows us to provide mental health services to our guests, which is huge because that's one of the reasons
mm-hmm.
why they're going along this cycle. If you have a mental
mm-hmm.
illness and it's not just as easy as, why don't you just go out and get a job? It's not that simple.
Yeah,
so I'm so glad that you mentioned that too, because it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started providing those services this week.
Oh.
So yeah, so it's
so
really
it's
very
timely.
Exciting.
It's timely.
Very timely.
Right. That's an important service because,
mm-hmm.
It's, you know, if it is one of the, I don't want to say one of the primary reasons people are homeless, because it's so, unaffordable on Long Island. And,
right.
you know, I think about the families that are, you know, both parents are working,
right.
multiple jobs, juggling kids, and still can't afford to have a nice home, a place to live.
So. Yeah, and the circumstances, they vary so much. It could be anything. It can be someone gets sick or someone loses a job or there's a natural disaster. I mean, you know, everybody experienced some sort of change in their life after Hurricane Sandy. We're still housing people that are have been affected by Hurricane, which is now 6 years ago. Things like that. And that's why we say you never know what's going to happen from today to tomorrow.
That can happen all the time.
100%. So, you know, the circumstances are so variable that we never really know what can happen to someone to put them in a situation where they'd have to use our services.
Right, and sometimes it is temporary. I mean, there are sometimes that it's situational. If it is a situation like Sandy and, you know, not, but just knowing that somebody can go there and you're not asking them, why are you here? You know, you don't look like you're homeless or you have this, you have that, but that's not the case sometimes. It's something, someone could lose a job, someone gets sick and they lose everything and, you know, so it's really wonderful services.
Yeah, and we've been known to say, like, you know, well, what does a homeless person look like? Well, maybe look in a mirror because it can someone can look like me or you or anyone on the street that you pass by on the way to work or getting your coffee in the morning. You know, we just never know, and that's why we really don't judge because everybody has their own story, and you're really not sure what it, you can't be sure what it is unless they choose to tell you.
So we only have a few minutes left, and, you know, we are approaching, and we just had Hanukkah, now we're approaching the holiday season, and, you know, what worst-case scenario than being homeless over the holiday season. So what kinds of things will the Inn be doing for those holidays?
Well, in the soup kitchen, we always have a Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving Day, so we just had that recently. And the guests are mostly...
Also between 11:30 and 1:30?
It's usually around the same time, our usual operating hours, because a lot of the guests that come in for Thanksgiving are coming in on any other day, on regular days. We also do have a Christmas Day meal at the soup kitchen. I think we served almost on Thanksgiving, almost 300 guests on Thanksgiving Day, families, individuals, a lot of the guests that come in. We also distribute turkeys before Thanksgiving, as well as bags of side dishes and fixins, you know, all the side dish fixin bags. And we've provided families with those items so that they could have something at their own homes if they chose, or they could come to the soup kitchen and have it there.
It sounds like the Inn is a wonderful, wonderful organization.
Thank you. We try. We have a lot of amazing volunteers and staff members that are all, you know, all heart, really.
We'll definitely be promoting on that during our talk of the town with Christina Lou. We'll talk about how to access. People can also call 311 and we'll make sure that they can get through. What are you doing for Christmas? What are you doing for the families for Christmas?
At the Mary Brennan Inn, we have a Christmas Day meal, and just on, what was the 5th, Wednesday, we had an event that we called Gifts for Guests, and we asked, it was an open house at the soup kitchen in the evening, and we asked people to come in, and the admission fee was an unwrapped toy or brand new gift that we can give to our guests. So we provide toys and brand new, and when I, you know, when I say gifts, it could be everyday items like brand new socks, brand new underwear, pajamas for the kids, and not just toys, but everyday things that our guests need, but brand new.
Well, unfortunately, it's coming to the end. So we'll give out, make sure they have, you know, your number. And if there are any questions, people can also call 311. And then we will be back at after the commercial for Old Time Radio. And then 11:30 will be Talk of the Town.